This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all of your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jane is in Vermont.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a question about some petunias that I grow. They're called Cascade, and I grow them in February to get them blooming by May. And I'm pinching them and feeding them and stuff like that, but what I'm finding is they don't cascade. So am I doing something wrong with the pinching?
Well, so the you said it's a Cascade petunia?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So, excuse me. How often are you pinching back, and how far back are you pinching?
I just do like maybe a couple of soft pinches, while they're the plant is developing, and then what I'm finding is the flower stem is stiff. And then it grows the flowers up the stem, and I deadhead it, and then it looks ugly. And then I take that stem off, and sometimes they develop again from the bottom. But I'm finding is those stems are stiff, so I don't know if it's the variety or what I'm doing.
So do you know what type of variety it is? Because cascading, it identifies the style that it is, the growth habit.
All right. That's how I get it from a seed company in Connecticut. And that's how they advertise it, just Cascade.
Okay.
I don't think they put anything, and I don't have the seed packet with me.
Okay.
So I don't have a name. Sorry.
No, that's okay, because sometimes what they'll say, like a wave Cascade.
No, there's no wave.
Okay.
It's just Cascade, yep.
Okay. Because and then there's some that will have like a double cascade, that will have it, some of the straight cascades sometimes don't get as wide, or as long, some will stay compact, so that's why I ask, if you know which, variety it was, that would be something to look at going forward. Excuse me, but, like a double cascade will have, sometimes it'll be really compact, right? Only get like 18 inches tall and 24 inches wide. Some will get out to be 2.5 feet wide. So it's not completely like that flowing cascading type. For one that I know would be a little bit more, that would get wider for you, if you wanted to start, something would be a wave petunia. Wave petunias will get pretty decent size for you and get you a little bit longer size-wise. Excuse me. It was almost a tongue twister, even though it's not a tongue twister.
Can I ask a question about the size you're saying? Are you talking about the length of the stem?
Yeah, I'm talking about the length of the stem that it would go. So, you know, when you think cascade, you're thinking it's going to go over and kind of grow, you know, multiple feet long, right?
I'm thinking it's just going to go over, you know, be a little bit less stiff and just kind of fall over and then cascade over a basket. You know what I mean? The hanging basket.
Yep. No.
So I think
just taking a look in like a trailing trailing type petunia. Some of the cascading will stay tight. You'd have to look at the exact growth habit of it. I know like the Calibrachoa, which is a smaller, it looks like a petunia, it's a smaller version. The Calibrachoa will get longer for you. The other thing that, you know, with the pinching of it, constantly pinching multiple times, and I know you're looking to get more blossoms from it, maybe that could have part in it of not allowing it to get wider. When it does flower on like a Calibrachoa, you don't need to pinch them and they'll just keep going. So that's kind of why I would look maybe at that way, or the wave petunia that will get some width to it. When you cut it back, how much of the stem are you taking off?
Well, when I cut it back, it usually, you know, I deadhead it, and then I just break, you know, cut the stem off and then let it come up from the bottom again. I guess what I'm thinking is it should start waving or cascading, you know, just as it starts to bloom. I should get that softer stem.
Yeah, no, so sometimes it can take a little bit of time, but when you're deadheading like that, don't cut it all the way back to the base for it to start back up, because you're just basically starting from the beginning. If you were to just pinch the flowers off of it and allow it to just rejuvenate, it's going to get bigger. They do tend to, a cascade tends to get about 2.5-3 feet wide. So that can be like that cascading. But what happens is when you pinch the flower, but you pinch the stem, you're basically bringing it back to step one again. Okay? So just pinch some of the flowers off, and they'll rebloom from there. They'll get a little bit bigger and have some more growth to it each time. So I wouldn't prune it back all the way. I'd maybe just take the flowers. Okay, so hopefully that helps, Jane, with it. But that cascading, obviously you want it to, you got to give it some time to get there. Okay. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Lily is in Manchester.
Lily, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Lily, you there?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I have two questions. My first question, I experimented. Yes, I'm here.
Yep,
can you hear
me? Yep. You had two questions for us?
Okay, the first question is that I have a tropical plant, avocado, that grew two of them, very healthy.
Okay. I'm sorry, there must be a little bit of a delay here.
How can I preserve them to grow for the winter? I'm going to bring them inside.
Okay, so what you want to do is you're going to slowly get them used to the inside temperatures, even though
That's my first question.
Yep, even though they like the warm temperatures, you still don't want them to get shocked as you bring them in, because we've already started to have some cool temperatures coming at night. So what I would be doing going forward is if you see the temperatures drop below, are going to drop below 45 degrees at night, bring the plant in for the overnight and then bring it back out the next day when it's 45 degrees or warmer, so that the plant can start to acclimate going inside. It's just like if you were to bring any type of tropical plant out in the spring, okay. You want to do it the same way. You're bringing it out during the day and in at night. We're going to start doing that when we see the temperatures drop. And looking at the temperatures later this week, it is going to get a bit higher, so you might not need to bring it in every night. It's going to be in the higher 50s overnight, so I think you'll be fine later this week. But just take a look. If it drops below 45, that's when I'd start bringing that in. And then you had a second question for us?
Okay. Okay, the second question is that I have some perennials that I don't know the name. What should I do in winter? What kind of fertilizer that I can put on?
All right, Lily, what I want you to do is hang tight with me. We're going to go to a break. When we get back, we'll get you those answers for those perennials. So hang tight for me. We're going to be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Lily. She had a question in regards to perennials and what do you do towards the end of the season? Do you cut them back? You know, do you cover them? What do you do? So go into a little bit of detail with this because it is a big question that a lot of people have this time of year. On a lot of perennials, we don't want to cut anything back at this point until we get that first real frost and you start to see the leaves fall, turn brown, and just kind of, you know, weep over, right? We're looking to let that nature kind of take its course and allow them to just hit them a little bit. From there, then you can cut the leaves back. And a lot of perennials, just to protect them because their root system is closer, you know, pretty close to the surface, we're looking on adding an extra mulch to the top of it. We can add salt marsh hay. We can add leaves. We can add pine needles. Anything that you could add to the top of it. Some people even add compost. Compost would be a great thing because it'll break down and get into the soil for you and enrich it. So on a bunch of those ones, you definitely want to be able to have something that's useful later. You know, and again, it can be leaves, it can be pine needles. Pine needles aren't going to change the acidity of the soil. You would need to have them there for a very long time and basically have a pine tree in that soil to do that. So definitely we have a little bit of time. But we want the frost to hit a lot of those plants before we cut them back. And some of them that will die all the way back, you cut them all the way to the ground. But some will leave like a little clump, right? We want to leave that clump there, like grasses, right? Ornamental grasses at this point will kind of do that, where they'll break down as well. So we got a little bit of time to do it. We don't want to feed them at this point. If we do feed them, we would use like a plant tone at like half the rate of what normally you'd be using, or even a garden tone, either one of those, but at half the rate for any of our perennials, to give them something to build up for the winter. so that they can store some food and energy for next season. What we do now is important for next year. We're really just prolonging their life and helping them. So definitely something to be doing. So hopefully that will help out Lily there with the information. I believe we do have another call on the line, so I want to get
to
that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem, Lily. Thank you so much.
I'll listen. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We do have another call on the line. Is that correct, Nathan?
You got it. It's Mike in Chelmsford.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have a problem concerning grubs.
Okay.
Before I know that took over my lawn, that had construction workers, so I thought it was the construction, all the tractor that was killing the lawn. But
gotcha.
Anyway, to make a long story short, it was like 5,000 square feet. I got an aerator, and I aerated a few days ago, then I raked with a heavy rake. It's not a regular rake, but it's really the thin tines.
Yep.
And really raked into the soil. All you see now is flat, is dark, it's the soil. So my question to you is, I know I had to put grub killer down, but what order do I do this? I'm going to overseed. And another question is, should I use a aerator? It's very difficult to find right now. I'll be able to get one on Wednesday, but I'd like to do this as soon as possible.
So you can definitely aerate it this time of year. No problem with that. Whenever you can get it in there. What I'd like to see you do is use a product called Dilox from BioAdvanced, formerly Bayer. You want to use that product now because what it does is it's a grub killer, insect killer, but non-beneficial. It won't kill beneficial insects that you put down. In the last 24 hours, it puts everything it has down and to get it because the grubs are at almost that level right now where in a couple weeks, they're going to be too far down where any chemical or anything's not going to help to get them. We have a few weeks for that, but Dilox is the one I'd want to see you use. And you can aerate it afterwards or before. It honestly doesn't matter. It's not going to affect any reseeding you're going to be doing. It does something else. So you can reseed as well, but I'd aerate before I put the seed down.
If I can aerate, could I use gypsum? Would gypsum be good?
Gypsum would be fine, but gypsum takes some time. Maybe use like a fast-acting gypsum, like a Love Your Soil.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Is it okay if I get the Dilox in on the perennial garden? Is that okay?
That would be fine. Yep, no problem.
And for the Dilox, I'll just plug it in the computer and I'll be able to find it?
Yes, definitely.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
As Omer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Beta now no longer expected to grow into a hurricane as this morning. The National Hurricane Center says it's headed for the Texas coast with maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour right now. Beta expected to move inland tomorrow or tomorrow night somewhere between Corpus Christi and Galveston, Texas. President Trump paying tribute to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away on Friday.
Her landmark rulings, fierce devotion to justice, and her courageous battle against cancer inspire all Americans. You may agree, you may not disagree with her, but she was an inspiration.
Telling that rally in North Carolina, presidents have nominated someone to fill Supreme Court seats 29 times in an election year, and he will do so as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An expected shutdown of TikTok today has been avoided. President Trump says he agrees in concept with a new deal to keep the popular video sharing app operating in the U.S. TikTok downloads are going to be banned in the U.S. starting at midnight. As part of the new deal, U.S. tech company Oracle will join forces with Walmart to form a new entity called TikTok Global. Chinese company ByteDance still expected to hold a majority stake in the app, but the administration says it still meets its requirements about protecting American users' data. At least one person opened fire at a large backyard party in the upstate New York City of Rochester early yesterday, killing two and wounding 14, and no arrests have been made. A 20-year-old Oklahoma State University student has died from injuries he suffered during a rodeo competition in Mineral Wells, Texas on Thursday. 20-year-old Rowdy Lee Swanson seriously injured when he was thrown from a bull. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Right now we have joining us is Jackson Madnick, who is the inventor of Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed. He's been a longtime supporter of the show. You might have heard of him a few years ago with my father. It's a great time of year to be seeding the lawn. So we wanted to bring him on to get some information. His work has just been commended by so many different, you can't even name them all, but to have it commended by two different White Houses, the United Nations, and winning tons of awards, it's a pretty good grass seed. So we definitely wanted to have him on and discuss it. So good morning, Jackson.
Morning, Patrick. Nice to talk to you on this beautiful fall day.
It definitely is, and it's woke up a little bit cool, but that doesn't mean it's not time to be putting out the lawn. We want to discuss that, but first let's discuss how you developed this grass seed.
Well, it's named after my mother Pearl, who was an avid gardener and also was concerned about the environment and saving our precious water resources for us and future generations. Started my lifelong quest toward saving water. And I've always loved grass, but I've hated just about everything about it, all the mowing, all the water it took, the chemicals, etc. So I wanted to see if there was somehow that we could, if there was a better grass, which didn't exist, and if we could create a better grass. So I did some research, found four of the smartest PhDs in turf science on the planet, asked them to help me, and we looked at seeds that were native to North America, non-GMO, and we did close to 10,000 experiments with different seeds in different proportions, and we finally found this one aha batch where the certain seeds in exact proportions were interacting to slow down the growth of the grass and forcing it to grow much deeper roots than it should. And we filed for and gotten 2 U.S. patents on it. And now it's in lawns all over the country. It's called Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed. It's a long name, but it says what it does. Ultra low maintenance.
Awesome. Now, let's get into some of the benefits of this for of the Pearl's Premium grass seed.
Patrick, it has 2 main benefits: the interaction of these seeds in these proportions, and one is that it slows down the growth of the grass above the soil, so you will have to mow it only once a month instead of once a week. And if you don't mow it at all, it flops over to become a 3 to 4 inch high no-mow meadow that many people have for slopes or backyards, and then they'll cut their front yard once a month to stand up and look like a manicured lawn. And also, besides the slow growth above the soil, it grows 4-foot roots, as opposed to most grass only grows 3 or 6 inch roots. And the benefits of there are many benefits to the deep roots. It needs 75% less water, so it saves huge on your water bill. It's more drought tolerant. It stays green year round because it goes below the frost line. So in the fall, in the winter, when it gets cold and your grass normally goes brown, this grass stays green. It also, out from the deep roots, it outcompetes weeds without chemicals, so it's safer for children, animals, and the elderly. It also sequesters carbon. It pulls carbon out of the air and locks into the soil at 8 times the rate of shallow root grass to help lessen climate change and extreme weather. Also, because it has so much surface area, it's fine, it's soft, it has... It produces 24 times the oxygen compared to bluegrass, and that's important because it gives you this refreshing blast of oxygen like after a thunderstorm, and it's just very calming and fresh, refreshing, and it helps with all lung issues such as asthma, COPD, and even helps lessen the risk of virus. You still have to, you know, wear masks and social distancing and that kind of thing, but it helps lessen the risk of virus. And it's barefoot soft. It's dark emerald green. And lastly, it doesn't spread sideways. So it only grows where you put the seeds. So you can put the seeds beside a flower bed or vegetable garden. It's not going to spread into areas you don't want. So there's no weeding it out of your flowers or your vegetables. It only grows where you put the seeds. So it's quite remarkable.
Definitely is. Now, where can the listeners get this grass seed? And do you have a website where they can order online?
Yeah, they can get the seed from select Whole Food markets all over New England. excuse me. Also at Family Pet and Garden Center in Pembroke, and quality garden centers all over the country. And then they can order it at our website, Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed, or they just put in Pearl's Premium. And when you go to our website at Pearl's Premium, you can put in the discount code Paul20, like your father's name, and followed by 20 for a 20% discount for today and tomorrow only. So it's available in select places all over the country in our website, Pearl's Premium.
Awesome. That's a great discount to be having, especially right now when it's a perfect time to be reseeding. So perfect timing for that. So I know the listeners will definitely appreciate that. Now, you know, we talked about, obviously, we're based out of New England, but we're all over the country here. So where does this grass grow? And this is a good time to plant for different parts of the country?
Yeah. Many people think you plant in the spring. You can, as a second choice, plant in the spring. But right now, fall is really the best time of year to plant our grass or any grass. And it, it we're now in over a half million lawns, and it grows everywhere in the world in all climates, unlike some grass only grows in certain regions because of our deep roots and our all-natural grass and the interactions. It grows everywhere in the world. And right now, you plant up north until October 15th. You can start the lawn, and down south, you can plant until the end of February. And it's good for all applications everywhere, for residential, commercial, municipal. We're now in 55 cemeteries, and we've had a very successful three-year test at Logan, Boston's Logan International Airport. And we've had over 300 rave reviews by the experts, such as your dad, Paul Parent. Also, Bob Bila loves our grass and said this is the best grass he's seen in 40 years of home improvement. And we've had, again, over 300 rave reviews. We've won two national and international awards for innovation.
Now, so let's get into a little bit with the seeding at this point. Now, do you have to tear up the lawn to plant this?
No, that's one of the most asked questions. You can put this right over the existing lawn, and it will outcompete it. And basically, all you do is you cut it brutal short. And, there's a couple other steps, but you cut it brutal short, rake away the clippings so you have good contact between seed and soil, or vacuum up the clippings. Spread the seed, and the same day, spread a little bit of organic fertilizer to help stop the seeds. And any brand of organic fertilizer, I know you recommend several. And then just water it. You water it in the morning every day, anytime between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. And if it's very hot, you water again a little bit at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll sprout in 7 days. And you will have the best lawn you've ever had in 1 month. But again, it outcompetes your existing lawn, and you can put it right over the existing lawn to outcompete it.
Awesome. That seems pretty easy. So it's definitely good to be doing that. So we talked a little bit about the overseeding, but what kind of preparations do you suggest for a new lawn?
It's helpful to test your pH. Our grass likes a pH somewhere between 6.0 and 7.0. And it's something that you can do easily yourself. Just go around your lawn to three or four different places, dig up a little bit of soil with a big spoon or a small trowel, put it in a baggie, four different samples from four different random places, mix it together, and you can bring it to many quality garden centers. They'll test the pH for free, or you can pick up a cheap, just $3 or $4 pH soil test kit. You can do it in 2 minutes. It's very simple. You'll know what your pH is. If your pH is between 6.0 and 7, it's good to go. If your pH is under 6, you put down 40 pounds of pellet lime per 1,000 square feet. And if your pH happens to be, like some people in Southern California, higher than 7, you use a little bit of sulfur or gypsum to bring it down. And after you test your pH and adjust your soil if you need to, if your soil is compacted, if it's mushy, you're good to go. If it feels like when you stomp on the soil and it feels like wood or concrete, you core aerate. And it's a machine that you can rent or get a landscaper to do it. You go around your lawn, it pulls up these little finger-sized plugs, and you don't rake them away. Just leave them there. They'll dissolve and disappear. And then also the holes will disappear that the machine, the core aeration machine, makes. And the soil in between the holes will expand to create a little space around every particle of soil. that air and water can get in, and the fine little delicate roots can get down into to loosen your lawn. And again, then you're just going to cut short, rake away the clippings, spread the seed, a little bit of organic fertilizer, and water, and voila, you have a beautiful lawn.
Awesome. Now, I just wanted to go into some of the details of the seeds. So you have a couple different, you have three different styles of the mixture, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have a sunny mix that works from all day long, full blazing sun. We have a sun shade mix for 2 to 8 hours a day, partial sun during the summer. And we have a shade mix that grows with hardly any light, you know, from 3 hours a day summer sun down to absolutely no sun. It'll grow beautiful under trees where grass doesn't normally grow. So you can just use the three different mixes look color-wise or texture-wise look exactly alike. So you can use it for different light level areas of your lawn.
Awesome. Well, we need to take a break here. When we get back, we're going to have more with Jackson in regards to Pearl's premium ultra-low maintenance lawn seed. So hang tight with us because it is the perfect time to be putting in a lawn. So this is some good information that you can be using for your lawn here. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're joined on the phone by Jackson Madnick from Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed. He's given us some great information in regards to the grass seed that he has. Now, I wanted to go back a little bit. We had talked about when you plant the new lawn and overseed existing lawn. Can we just go into a little bit more detail of how to lessen weeds in your yard for next summer? Because a lot of people are home and they want to get rid of those weeds, but they don't want to have to put all the chemicals like we've talked about. We don't want to do that. How can we, how can we lessen those weeds?
Patrick. Basically, there are some best management practices that will lessen weeds, such as planting thickly and using 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet to thickly plant your lawn, and then cutting at the magic height of 3.5 inches tall. It turns out that the height of your lawn determines how much sunlight gets down to the soil. Weed seeds are sitting everywhere, and most people don't understand that most weeds are not annual plants. I mean, not perennial plants, they're annual plants, so that when they die in the fall, those weeds never come back. The way that you have weeds next year is that just before the weeds die, they drop seeds. Or if even if you don't have weeds in your lawn, that on a windy day in the fall, weed seeds can blow for 2 miles. So if you have weeds upwind of you, you have weed seeds sitting on your soil. So the thing is to plant thickly at 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet and then cut tall. And the height of your lawn matters a lot. If you cut your lawn 2 inches high, enough sunlight gets down there to sprout the weed seed so it can be one-third weeds. But if you go a little higher to 3 inches high, you'll only have 10 to 15% weeds in your lawn without chemicals. And you go a tiny bit higher to the magic height of 3.5 inches high, and you'll have between 0 and 2% weeds in your lawn. And most people can't see 2% weeds. It's so infrequent. So the key is cutting it 3.5 inches tall, planting it 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And you can go higher than that to 4 inches or 4.5 inches, but you get no more weed relief. The magic height is 3.5 inches tall. Also, you can spread a little bit of organic compost. Organic compost is quite miraculous. It does about a dozen things besides being a slow-release fertilizer. It has microbes that go down to the soil, loosen the top foot of soil. It lessens weeds. It holds water. It does actually about a dozen different things. It encourages worms, which are your soil's best friend. And so those are the things. Plant thick, cut tall at 3.5 inches. Leave your clippings, and they break down and return nutrients back to the soil. But those are the main things to lessen weeds. And then if you use Pearl's Premium Grass, it's the last thing because of the 4-foot roots and the density of the grass. It helps prevent the weeds. But you can do it with any kind of grass by planting thickly, cutting tall. But you can take it one step further by overseeding with the Pearl's Premium Ultra Low Maintenance Lawn Seed.
Oh, awesome. I just want to remind everybody who's listening where they can buy this and about that discount that you have for today and tomorrow. Can you give us that information while we wrap up here?
Sure. They can buy it at select Whole Food Market centers in the outside in the floral area in New England, and at the Family and Pet Garden Center in Pembroke, Mass., select garden centers all over the country, and especially at pearlspremium.com. And when you go to Pearl's Premium and you go to the Buy Now button, the yellow button on the top of the front page, it'll ask you for a discount code. And if you put in the discount code of Paul20, P-A-U-L-20, and you'll get 20% off today and tomorrow. And you can, or if you have any other questions, call us at 508-653-0800. 508-653-0800.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.